Guten Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Yisrei. We have a new microphone this week, and I hope it works better. I hope everything is clearer. We'll see what happens. Let me know, or we'll hear what happens. The Gemara in Maseches Megillah tells us that there are five times in Tanakh where it says, Vayehi Bimei. Vayehi Bimei Achashverosh, Vayehi Shvayt HaShayftim, Vayehi Bimei Amrafel, Vayehi Bimei Achaz, Vayehi Bimei Ayakim. Five times. And those five times, says the Gemara, are a Lashon of Tzara. Comes from the word Vayehi is Vay, it's terrible, bemoaning, everybody was crying, there was some terrible calamity going on in the world. Now, the Gemara does not discuss in Megillah the Vayehi Bimei Achaz, which is in the Haftarah. And the Maharshal says, if you look at the Targum, Rishon, the beginning of Megillah's Esther, you'll find that the end of Pasuk Aleph explains what the five Vayehi Bimei Tzaras are. Now it does for some, it does not do it for ours. It just goes with the Pasuk. Pasuk says, in the time of Achaz Melech Yehuda, there was an attack coming from Melech Aram together with Melech Yisrael, were ganging up on him, and that was a Tzara. We don't need a drasha of Vayehi Bimei for the Pasha Shad of the Pasuk. And Chazal and all these instances learn much more, that there's something more underlying besides what you see just on the surface in the Pasuk, some terrible worldly tzara, something special. Again, five times in the whole Tanakh where it says Vayehi Bimei. So the truth is that the Medrash Rabbah, beginning of Rus, and the beginning of Megillas Esther, and in Parsha Shmini, and by Vayehi Bimei Amrafel Nachlecha, four times the Medrash Rabbah goes through Ba'arichus all five Vayehi Bimeis. We would like to discuss the Vayehi Bimei Achaz. This is brought down in many, many other Midrashim also, so it seems to be a very important Medrash. So let's see about this. Achaz, the king of Yehuda, who was being attacked in the Haftarah by the king of Yisrael and the king of Aram, he is actually a Rasha. His father, Yoisam, was a tzaddik. His grandfather, Uziyahu, was a tzaddik. But he was a Rasha. And the Medrash says about what was so Vayehi in his day. Let's look at the Medrash. Again, in many, many places, this is Medrash. Medrash says, inside, says the Medrash, Vayehi Bimei Achaz, Ma Tzara Hoysashon. What was the Tzara taking place in the days of Achaz? Aram Mikedem Uflishtim Achaz. This is from Sukkim, not exactly in the Haftarah, but immediately following the Haftarah. Aram to the east, Plishtim to the west. The Jews are being surrounded on all sides. But it's not just this being clamped in, this pincer movement on Klai Yisrael. It's much more. Says the Medrash. Mashal ben Sarim. Let's give a mashal to a young prince. Shinis davagloi pedagogoi lahamisai. The one that was supposed to raise him, his tutor, decided to kill him. He decided he doesn't like him. He wanted to kill the prince. A hateful guy, a nasty guy. He wanted to kill the prince. Jealous. What did he do? Amar, he said. This tutor said, Im ani hargoi achshav, if I just kill him, I'm going to get punished. I'll be killed. Can't just go kill him. But I want to kill him. El hareni moishech meniktoi mimenu, ume atzmai humes. I will cut off his food support, his nursemaid. I'm going to make sure that he doesn't eat. Slowly wean him away from food. And eventually he'll die. And I'll get away with it. I'm going to secretly make sure that he has less and less food available till he dies. Kach Omar Achaz. So Achaz said the same thing. Im ein gedim, ein tyoshim. If there's no kids, kids referring to little baby goats, there'll be no billy goats, no big goats. Im ein tyoshim, ein tzayin. If there's no big goats, that there's no flocks of sheep anymore, no flocks of tzayin. Im ein tzayin, ein roya. No need for the shepherd anymore. Let's get rid of the shepherd. Im ein roya, ein oilam. There'll be no world. Shepherd, I have nothing to do over here. We'll have a shepherd-free world. Kach, you'll understand in a moment. You probably figured it out already. Kach, yisavar bedaita, loymar. So Achaz had the same intention. He says like this: Im ein ktanim, there's no little yingalach. Tanei kashol beis rabba learning Torah. Ein talmidim, there'll be no talmidei chachamim. Im ein talmidim, no talmidei chachamim. Ein chacham, there won't be chachamim. Im ein chacham, ein skenim. The skenim is zeh shekana chachma. There won't be any of those. Im ein skenim, ein neviim. And the Ezra HaKadosh explains that the Nevi'im are the ones that bring the Shechina down to Klal Yisrael. The Medrash means to say that Kadosh Baruch Hu talks to us and relates to us through his Nevi'im. And Achaz wanted that Hashem should have no relationship with the world anymore. The Ezra HaKadosh, classical Pirush on Bereishis Rabba, says that Achaz wanted that Hashem should go back to Shemayim and let the world be run only by Kechavim and Mazales and powers, and he could worship them, be over the Kechavim and the powers, not have Hashem. He didn't want Hashkach, he didn't want all those Ikrim. He didn't want Anochi Hashem Lekach involved in his life. He wanted Hashem to be out of the world. So there'll be no Nevi'im. Im ein Nevi'im, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Masher Shechina Sayaleim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't be Masher the Shechina. Says in Ezra HaKadosh, why didn't he just go kill the Nevi'im? Why such a long roundabout way? This would take a long time, this plan. He was stopping the kids, and he was stopping the Bereshiva Bachrim, and then there'll be no Yungalite, and there'll be no Nevi'im. Why didn't he just go kill them? Because if you just kill the Nevi'im, then Hashem will be Mashu Shechina on other Tamid HaChachamim. You don't have to be a Nevi'im to be Zeichet the Ruach HaKadosh. Hashem could communicate through us through the G'dayli Yisrael. So he had to go eradicate Torah from its source, make sure that there's no Torah, in order that Hashem shouldn't be involved in this world. So Hashem shouldn't be mashra, shouldn't be the world. No need for the shepherd. Shepherd should have nothing to do in this world anymore, chas v'shalom. Hadu d'chsev, says the Medrash, tzayr te'uda chasayim Torah b'limudai. He was trying to seal up and close Torah down. Rav Chunya bar Lazar Omar, Lamanik v'shmai achaz, why is he called achaz? He grabbed on and took control of the Batikasiyas of the Midrashis. He grabbed them to shut them down. But he didn't do this directly, like the Medrash explained. He did it in a very, very sneaky roundabout way by starting off on their kids. That's how the Medrash discusses it. Now we'll interrupt the Satmar Rabbin to Vayoyal and Parshas Baloyscha. He asks that he checked the entire Tanakh. The word achaz does not mean to cancel. The word achaz does not mean to close down. Achaz means to grab. So if he's being called achaz because he's grabbing, something you grab and you don't leave go of, like it says in Shir HaShirim, achaz tiv v'loy arpenu, I hold on to it and I'll never let it go. So if we're trying to say that his point of the Medrash is that he tried to close down the shuls, he should not be called achaz. He should be called bitul, mevatel, cancel. Why is he being called grabbing on? So he says the truth is that Achaz knew he can't just go straight out and close down yeshivas, chadarim, because the G'dayli Yisrael would come out against him. He would never be able to go. B'chai Yisrael would be b'yaisu nefesh for Tyre. He would never even have a foothold on such a havamina if he would just go straight out head to head with Tyre. So what did he do? What he did was he tried to take control of the yeshivas. He tried to take control of the chadarim. He tried to put his curriculum into the cheder and yeshiva. We know what happened. Everybody knows in Velaj and yeshiva, when the Russian government wanted to add their curriculum into the yeshiva's Velazhin, the Beis Halevi closed down the yeshiva. It's a whole story, but the Beis Halevi closed down the yeshiva. The Sefer Chaim Sheishbehem brings a story. At the beginning of the Medina, the Israeli government offered, never heard this before, the Israeli government offered, you bring this from Ubdus and Haggis Beis Bris, offered to run a yeshiva which would just be Kaddish. They said, we're going to fund it, we'll have some of those too. And the Rav Shalom said, he was by the Brisker Rav, Rav Shalom Shurotan says, the Brisker Rav said, a mashal, a father was walking with his son in a dark forest, and it was very dangerous, this Chayis Roy, it says, list him. The culminate peronius and his fractious of voice loyalum. And the child, all of a sudden, his worst nightmare came true. The child disappeared. And the father yelled out and said, Chaimke, Chaimke. And he heard in the distance his son say, Tate, Tate. He said, where are you? I'm coming to get you. So he said, Chaimke said, I'm holding on to a Cossack, a Russian Cossack. I'm grabbing on to one over here. And I'm holding on to him. Maybe he'll bring me back to you. His father said, leave go of him. Don't hold on to him. He said, no, Tata, I'm holding on to him. Maybe he'll bring me back to you. A few minutes passed, and again, he went in that direction. And he yelled out again, Chaimke, Chaimke. And now much farther away, he heard his father yell back, Tata, Tata. He said, no, why don't you leave go of him? He said, now I can't. He's holding on to me. And Shomashra John walked out of the Brisk Rav's house when the Medina was suggesting to run the yeshivas, he was started dancing outside. He said, Baruch Hashem, we have Gdol Yisrael that teach us what to do. This is what Achaz is trying. He's trying to run the show. That would be the way how to destroy Tyre and Eretz Yisrael. Continues the Medrash. Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba b'shem Rav Acha says like this. Omar Yishai, Yishai Anabi said, V'chikisi la Hashem, I was hoping towards Hashem. Hamaster upon him, Beis Yaakov. He said again, Psukim, written in these Prokim, Vav Zayin Ches, which the Torah is comprised of little bits of Vav Zayin Ches. He says, I was waiting to Hashem who hides his face from Beis Yaakov. What does that mean? Now he was hoping to Hashem. He wasn't so concerned about the Gezer. He was hoping towards Hashem who hides his face. Explains the Medrash. Ein lecha shah kasha ka'isa shasha kasaba. V'hanoichi haster aster pane be'esahi. There is no more difficult time in world history than whenever Hashem does hester upon him. When there's hester upon him, then we're like open to the elements. Hashem is like saying, whatever, the world will take care of you. Whatever it is, go by Tava. Hashem's like Kaviyachal, not guarding us. That's the most difficult time. And still, I still hope to him in that time. Sha'amar, because it says, what does it continue and say? Hashem says, Tyre will never be forgotten. So even in the worst time, not the worst of times, the worst of all times, the worst, when there's a hester upon him, Hashem says, Tyre will never be forgotten. Tyre cannot be forgotten. So says Yeshaya, that even when Achaz was doing this, I was just hoping towards Hashem. I knew Hashem is not going to allow this plan to go through. They cannot cancel Torah. It can never stop. Recently, maybe you remember, there was a government, a certain place in the world that was trying to shut down Moses HaTorah, forced Bachram out of yeshiva, and get involved in other pursuits, in trivial pursuits. And I heard the Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita's reaction was, I feel bad for these Jews that are behind this plan, because until now they had a schus that they were somehow involved partially in supporting Torah. And now they're losing out. Torah itself, I'm not worried about. Torah will never stop. Hashem will make sure Torah continues. But the ones who stop supporting it, they're our concern. I feel bad for them. What schus are they going to have if they don't have the schus, the little schus of somehow in a roundabout way supporting Torah? Uma hoyoloi, says the Medrash. Yeshaya says, what did he gain? What did Achaz gain? Hine anoichi va'yeladim asher nasan li'Hashem lo'oisai tzu l'maisim. And the Medrash says, who are these yeladim? These are his tamidim. They said, and Yeshaya says, my Talmidim that Hashem bestowed upon me, they are Isis and Maisim. What does it mean, Isis and Maisim? Even though he's trying to close down Tyra, but he's not managing to close down Tyra. He's not managing to stop the Batik Nasiyas and Batik Midrashis and the Yeshivas and the Talmidim and the Ketanim and the Skenim and the Chachamim and the Nevim. He's not managing. Because the Kaddish Baruch Hu ensures that the Tyra continues. Le'oisu le'mayfes. The Nezer HaKadosh said there's also another, a deep, he brings, says a lot of what we're saying is from him, he explains this even in a deeper way. He says that sometimes when there's a Tzara and Klai Yisrael, very often when there's a Tzara and Klai Yisrael, the Tzara makes a Klai Yisrael can't learn Torah. There's Gzeirus Mamish against Torah, and there's less Torah learned. But on the other hand, we said HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Torah is never going to stop. So what does Hashem have to do? Hashem has to make a geula, a neis happen, a geula, maybe even Mashiach, to pull us out of the tzara. It gets so bad. So if anything, he says, it's interesting, but the time when you know the most Mashiach is going to be close, and this is what everybody always says, is when there's a tzara, and the tzara is interfering with our Torah, then Mashiach is closer than it ever is. Mashiach can come, b'chol yom shiyavah, he can come when things are beautiful and calm. He can come when everything is ishtachas gafim, ishtachas te'enoi. But it's much more likely to come when the gzeiros which are stopping Yidden from learning Torah, when tsaras are so bad that Yidden can't learn Torah, then there has to be Torah. Hashem has a bris with Torah, it's never going to stop. And therefore, it's more misogal then. And based on this, he explains beautifully. Pasuk says, Gemara in Sanhedrin, Darshan's the Pasuk, In Reisa Darsh, it's Saris, Rabbi, it's Bayis, Allah says the Gemara. You see, generation with this tremendous Saris, many, many Saris coming. Chakeloi, wait for Mashiach. Shenemar. Ki Yavoi Kinahar. Even if they're coming like a river of Saris. Uva Letzion Goyal. The Goyal will come. And then it says, Vani Zois Bisi, Amr Hashem. Ruchi Asher Alecha. Udva Asher Samta Vicha. Lo yamusha mi picha, un pizaracha, un pizara zaracha. The pshat is, there's a tremendous tzara, like a river of tzara is coming, interfering with Torah. You know Valetzi and Gael, why? Because lo yamusha mi picha, tzara can never stop. We have a guarantee, even in Hester Panim, Torah has to continue. So the psuk and mamish run together. When there's a tzara, Mashiach will come, why? Why dafka then? Because Torah can't stop. And if it's interfering with Torah, either the tzara has to end, or even mamish, chakeloi, Mashiach has to be coming. So the Medrash finishes and says, v'cheven she'ochaz batek nesiyus abati medrashos, hischilu tzoivchim, vay, vayhi b'mei ochaz. So he began to do this, even though we know he can't ultimately be successful, but there is damage done. There are those lost souls. There are the people that are learning less. There are people that got lost to Torah. And because of them, the Olam was screaming. The Olam was crying. Vayehi bimei Achaz. Because of what Achaz did, the Metzius of Achaz, of grabbing hold and having this whole elaborate plan to shut down Torah. He will never be successful. Torah will always continue. The Rabbanu Shalom guarantees Torah will continue. Shachach mipi zaroi. In the worst of times. But for the attempt, and for those that lose out, and the miyut, temporarily miyut of Torah, which happens, there is a tremendous vay, and that is the vay he may achas. But ultimately, he will never be matzliach. Good Shabbos.